This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Saw a video that is undoubtedly real. How do you know when you're 20 feet away that fruit in a bowl is real? You know. How do you know when Hillary's doing a fake infomercial with hired actors? They said it was a town hall. It was shot in like 80 millimeter, dust going through the air perfectly, little kids handing her things. It was a commercial. It looked better shot than The Godfather. And it came out 6 months later. It was totally fake. Shot over 3 days. They just took me in there in the studio and they said, "You think this is real?" And I watched it. And I said, "You bet your ass it's real. 100%. Because I've worked in medical areas, I've seen it, I know people behave, and I knew this was all coming, and it's here. Forced coronavirus test, taking blood, the old test, holding him down, sticking a needle in him. This is on Twitter. We're going to premiere it right here, right now. Here it is.
Leave me alone. They can leave this up right here on the chair.
Please leave me alone.
They can leave this up right here on the chair.
Please leave me alone. Please leave me alone, bro.
Not until you get on the bed.
I'm not getting on the bed.
Help us, man. Help me out, bro.
It doesn't work like that, bro.
Anybody know a lawyer, bro? Somebody send me a lawyer? Bro, no!
Come on, James.
It don't work like that, man. This ain't right, bro.
Bro, leave me alone. I don't want no needle in my arm. It don't work like that.
Come on.
No, it does not work like that.
We're going to bleep it. President cusses, the left cusses whenever they want it. PBS, when I was a kid, they had cussing on a PBS show. Showing racist white people cussing at black people. I remember looking at my mom and said, "How do they have cussing on TV?" She said, "It's documentary sign." I said, "That's the left's allowed to show cussing when they want, but I'm still going to bleep it. We're going to have it for you next segment. It's unbelievable. Totally real. So you go in, somebody's coughing. Well, we're going to test you because, it's big news. If we find one of the COVID-19s, then we can be all over the news and you've got the medical tyranny muscling in to grab you and do the test. And they're going to fetishize it and praise everyone that acts like this and behaves like this. We're getting G. Edward Griffin on right now, and then we'll play all the clips of China, people getting grabbed and drug away. And then we'll have these bleeps and everything ready for it. We're going to upload it unbleeped, to band.video right now. Right now. So China, secret arrest, drones, forced inoculations, forced blood taking, grabbing people, dragging them around. It appeared on Twitter. Obviously, when a novice this is done to them, they don't really even, like, they're not reporters. They'll say, "Oh, this happened to me here." They say, "Look what just happened to me." But we've got the Twitter handle. We're contacting the folks that put it on Twitter. A man refuses to be tested for COVID-19 pandemic and fights hospital staff until they force him down and take the blood. That's collapse post. Contact them and find out where they got that. That is real, McCoy. That video, I bet my life that's real. It's real. And now you're going to see more and more of that, and you're going to see people get in folks' faces as they leave their houses and say, "Let me see your phone app." And your phone will have a government app or through a corporate app that you're authorized, and they'll scan and go, And it's going to be every season and every, new viruses. And, have you had your inoculation? Even though it doesn't cover you. And if you say, "Hey, the inoculation doesn't cover you," they'll go, "You're arrested. That's disinformation." Oliver Darcy says so. But remember, when they forcibly inoculate you and your child has a convulsion and dies, they killed your child. Bill Gates killed your child. Oliver Darcy killed your child because they didn't let you have free speech in America to say a big secret medical, secret level 4 government weapon system that's been caught injecting black people with syphilis and radiating Appalachian kids and thousands of other secret lethal tests is now doing it out in the open with a psyop trying to make us take these deadly vaccines to soft kill us, sterilize us, and destroy us. So they're coming with force, but saying it's medical, so it's not an attack. See, if Hitler comes with tanks, you fight him. But if Hitler would have come with medical workers to help the Russians fight a virus, the Russians would have stood down and Hitler would have taken over. Same thing with England.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and we're having to bleep it. And we found a Twitter account that's got all real stuff from the past days. The FBI raiding masks, fights at shopping malls, police arresting people. And then they got footage that clearly, I worked as a dental assistant in college. I've been around it. You've seen it. These are real nurses holding a guy down and taking his blood for COVID-19. Yeah, go ahead and scroll down a little bit faster. Thanks. And so, we're going to be getting to that as soon as we're able to bleep it for radio and TV, because we're not NPR, we're not CNN, we're not allowed to cuss as conservative Christians. You know, we don't want to. We don't have the same rights because we're pro-America. Jared Griffin scheduled to be on. I wanted to get him on about the Federal Reserve and is Trump really nationalizing it? I mean, he did nationalize part of it. That's confirmed. What does he think? There's so many other insane facets that are breaking right now on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and just things that illustrate the insanity of what we're facing. But I want to roll Rush Limbaugh, that I didn't get to earlier, talking about how the hospitals, they say, are full and they're empty. We have posted more than 10 videos. I said it was 8 last hour in the last 3 weeks that are compilations of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 videos. Some of these are like an hour long of people showing local newscasts that the hospital's full, there's people dying everywhere, and they go there and the same day in broad daylight and there's no one there and it's empty. This is the media hyping this. I'm not saying people aren't dying, but you know what have died nationwide? Can we put the map up from the World Health Organization, even if that's accurate? Probably not. Probably exaggerated. You know, a lot of people have died of something else. They just say COVID-19 or they're positive. But, you know, 30,000 died on average, 35,000. 80,000 died of the flu in 2018. So let's say this kills 80,000. That's what I've been projecting for months. It's a weaponized cold bug, and it's terrible. But what does all this do? It doesn't even protect you. And now they say, oh, we got a lockdown next fall. So total deaths worldwide, 50,000. Okay? Almost a million worldwide, 981,000. And let's look at U.S. deaths. You just click on that so I can see U.S. deaths, please. Total number of U.S. deaths, 5,316. And they say it's going to peak in a couple weeks at like 30,000, and then they think maybe up to 100,000, maybe 200,000. And then most of these people are already super ill. And then I got all these articles from California to New York, the worst hit places, where they're telling nurses, don't wear a mask. Well, if you're healthy, you just become an incubator for it. So Limbaugh, who I wish he had a bigger crew, and I hope he survives his lung cancer, Limbaugh, who's really come a long way understanding the New World Order, and I know he's a listener. He reads our articles on air now. That's good. He said he'd be removed from air if he told you what he really thinks. Well, I know what he really thinks. And that this is a total hoax to bring down America and a weaponized system. And Trump's been basically blackmailed by the nation's cowardice in demanding police state into going on what we want. Kind of like Pontius Pilate. He says, do you want Jesus Christ? Do you want Barabbas, the rapist and murderer? And it was on the Holy Jewish day, so they got to choose one guy they would release, was a custom, by the Roman judge. And they say, give us Barabbas. And Trump, 8 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, said, hey, we're tough. We can handle it. We'll mitigate it. We shouldn't shut things down. And people said, no, we want to be slaves. We want to follow how the Democrats did it, now the Chinese did it, now the EU did it. Give us tyranny. Give us Barabbas. And so as the judge, he said, okay, well, I don't want to totally shut down for 18 months. How about a month? How about 14 days? No, forever! There can't be one death! And then Project Veritas goes to hospitals, talks to the National Guard, talks to police, talks to nurses, doctors. They say, we think it's way overblown. America can handle this. Yeah, the news is saying we're full of people here. We're not. That's a fact check. Oliver Darcy had it removed off of YouTube and is trying to get his videos taken off of Twitter. Award-winning, he's now being taken off the internet because Oliver Darcy said to tweet, this could tell people that things aren't as bad and they won't take precautions, and then it'll kill more. You see, he's the boss, the nanny state. He's going to keep you safe. He decides who can be online. He's Oliver Darcy. And now it's the president of Brazil. And now it's Trump when he said hydroxychloroquine. How dare you say there's studies that that could help? But they had to approve it because it's true. They don't want hope. These are horrible monsters who think you're weak and stupid and scared, and they know what they're doing. Here's Limbaugh laying it out, and we'll roll some footage over it. But you got to hear it. People are like, I live down the street. It was just on the news. They went live. I'm like, there's at least 10 of those videos. I just drove over here. It's a lie. In fact, there's the reporter, and there's footage. I've got to go through these. Where people go over the reporter and go, you just said this place was full. It's not. The reporters go, get away from me. I mean, we have them. They are absolutely hyping this like it's the end of the world to scare you to accept the end of our way of life and being locked up in our homes. Here's Limbaugh.
Now, of course, we here at the EIB Southern Command are in South Florida. We're in Palm Beach County, which geographically is a large county. And so you would think, you look at the case data here for Palm Beach, the number of cases, coronavirus, the number of deaths. But one of the things that interests me is the hospitalization numbers. Because if you look at Drudge, if you look at the drive-by media, you would believe there's not a single hospital bed in this country, right? You have been led to believe that every hospital is overflowing, that dead bodies are in body bags and refrigerated trucks that are being parked off the landfills or whatever. I mean, some of the most incredible reporting I have seen. And it is in New York. It is in Washington, D.C., Maryland, the Eastern Seaboard states. There's not a hospital bed around. The hospitals are overflowing. If you have to go to the hospital, you may as well just pack it in and die. So I wanted to find out what the hospitalization rates were here in Palm Beach County, because we've been shut down like everybody else has. We've been shut down through the middle of April. We got shelter in place, and you better not be caught on the beach. The turtles can go to the beach, and we can't. You better not get caught on the beach. You better not be caught within 10 feet of anybody else, or they'll write you up on a town website. Anyway, here's the case data for Palm Beach County. Total cases in Palm Beach County of coronavirus, 514. Of the 514 cases, 488 are residents of Palm Beach County. 24 are non-residents. The age range, 0 to 99, men 268, cases women 237, so it's fairly equal. There have been 11 deaths in Palm Beach County since this all began to be tabulated. Now, I don't have data for other states. That will come at some point. I've got a website here where this is Florida's COVID-19 data surveillance dashboard. And it's the latest official numbers from the Florida Department of Health. So, I know numbers on the radio are tough to follow, but let me go again. Total cases in Palm Beach County, 514. Total deaths, 11. Hospitalizations. The number of people who are hospitalized with coronavirus, 57. Does that strike you as a large number? I want you to think of the way this is being reported, particularly about New York and other places where there's not a hospital bed to be had, where they're putting people in the hallways. There's no ventilators. There's no nothing. We haven't got... We're just in bad shape out there.
We're going to come right back here. We have hours of footage of empty hospitals. It's a hoax. Not saying the virus isn't real, but out of 330-something million plus 40 million illegal aliens, you know, we're up at close to 370 million. This is super rare that it actually hurts you.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
During the break, 4 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, and I checked the sources, and it reminded me of 30-plus cases of where the UN got caught adding HIV and polioviruses in the vaccines. And so I'm not going to cover this till we've printed those articles. The boom operator has a better memory than I do. He remembered the exact African countries, and so we're getting those articles printed. This is like 7 years ago, one of the cases. They also caught him putting in vaccines a female hormone that's secreted during the beginning of the second trimester, so it triggers an auto-abortion. And they caught the UN doing that in the tetanus shot. I'm going to pull that as well before I cover this. I already knew this today, and I meant to lead the show with it last night. Then I saw the Fauci press conference. I didn't watch it live. I watched it like when the kids went to bed, like 9 and my wife. We watched an hour and a half of the whole thing. And I got so pissed about that when they openly announced all that it's the lockdowns forever and forced inoculations, because I knew that was coming, but it was just still seeing it as knowing it's coming and it coming is a different thing. It's like knowing death's coming for your grandma or grandpa or your father or mother, and actually they're dead and, you know, they're gone. You know, it's a little bit different deal. You ever seen somebody run over by a car and you see the car run the red light, and you see the person on the bike, you go, they're going to hit them, and all of a sudden, you know they're going to hit them, but when you see them smashing their guts all over the ground and you run over and the blood's spurting out, you're trying to save them. You know, I've seen a few people killed. You know, it's just a little bit different. So we're here. If there's no, it's coming. I kept warning everybody. And we've got footage of them grabbing people and forcibly taking blood in the U.S. It's confirmed real. We're going to air that next thing. I just canceled Griffin because this is too important. He's excellent, but this is too important. Then I got this new info. Rob walked in here. And this morning, I saw this 2 days ago and didn't even make the point on air, even though I meant to. See, I'm really mad at myself right now. That's why I've got to go to a special report or something and just... It's not that I don't know enough. I know too much. And people don't understand, I don't just say stuff. I have thousands of data points coming in right now, okay? I mean, just total proof of all this. And I've got to somehow turn the data flow off and just go with the 5 or 6 data points I've got in front of me. Because I have this OCD frustration that I'm not giving you all of it. I feel like I should give you everything. It's almost like a lie if you don't give them everything. But it's impossible to give you everything because there's so much. Actually, it's been in the news for a week that the Chinese on purpose ship contaminated masks and test kits to give people the virus. caught red-handed launching the bioweapon. It's totally confirmed. They did a concerted effort from six major cities. They sent testing kits into Italy. They sent them here, and they're sending in masks, used masks, that the left in blue cities are delivering to people to spread it. And here's why I'm sick. I, as a man, we're entering a wheelhouse where you can't just sit around and talk about this on air. And if Trump and the FBI doesn't move against the people doing this, then what are we going to do? This confirms the Chi-Coms did this on purpose. The good news is the Senate Intelligence Committee has said that. The president's telegraphed that. They just put the good cop, bad cop with them. But when I got this new info, and I said to Rob, dude, let me guess who's behind it. The latest company on record contaminating people in England with the test. The pricky on the finger, it's got it in it. That's in the news. Bill and Melinda Gates. It'd be like people here screaming in your house, the neighbors, they call the cops pull up, and you've got a bloody hatchet in your hand with blood all over you, and your wife's hacked up, or your husband's hacked up, and then they go to surveillance footage, because you did it in the parking lot or something, and there's footage of you killing them. I mean, it's this obvious. They rig it, they prepare it, they do it, and then, oh, they're our saviors. They're shipping in tested masks. It's not China anymore. They're saving us, and Chinese flee U.S., all these Chinese that came here to bring it, to incubate it. And then now there's Chinese all over the internet celebrating how they did this to us. Ah, America, literally, America is finished. Ha, 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 ha. What is this footage? This is just so much. It's information overload. You know something? I'm not here to candy ass around and mince words and... Are we just going to let the robots replace us all? The fighting men of the world for the globalists hate and compartmentalize. You know you're being made obsolete. You're not obsolete, but they're making a world where you don't exist, these technocrats, and then they're pulling crap like this in front of everybody. Well, they all run off and hide in their bunkers from the collapse they're creating. And imagine the frustration for me or anybody else that's informed that Dew walks in here with articles and there it is, mainstream news, that the Chinese gave kits and that there's British firms that have other kits that are giving them COVID-19. Of course, you don't just think they shot up tens of thousands of black men with syphilis so they could spread it all over the United States because they like us, do you? And I only mention Tuskegee because people know about Tuskegee. You know, there are tens of thousands of operations that are declassified that are just as bad. But see, they told you about the black people because they thought when they released that in the 70s, been going on since the 30s, that folks would say, well, they're just doing it to the black people. See, that's the real subtle racism. I don't care if they're black, white, or polka dotted. When you shoot somebody up with syphilis, you deserve to die. But see, oh, well, they're the medical experimenters. And then Hillary apologized for doing it in Latin America. Oh, I'm sorry, as the head of the State Department. I apologize that for 50 years we secretly injected people in Peru and Guatemala and Brazil with syphilis. What a bunch of jerks, man. And if you think they've gotten better, it's gotten worse. And they've got a vaccine for you. You ready to die of cancer? You ready to be sterilized? They gotta murder you.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food. The place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Together I need. Nobody's fault. But when I cover this, next segment, I'm going to be calm, I'm going to be focused. I'm going to go in my office, get these articles, say a little prayer, and then I'm going to come out here and present this. It all just came together. We already knew all this, but red-handed in every country, the Chinese sent testing kits contaminated with coronavirus on purpose. And then we caught other companies admitted now that aren't from China, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, doing the same thing. He's the guy that releases mosquitoes in South America that give people Zika. Look it up. He says he wants to kill everybody and depopulate and get rid of old people in public, but now he loves them. We've got to lock down forever to save the old people. It's going to get real bad. Now, I've got the stacks of articles here. Mainstream news hiding in plain view that the kits and the testing is what's giving it to you. In many cases. And that they don't want you to have the vitamins and minerals or drugs that could help you. I mean, this is it. This is the globalist attack. And Trump understands that the public's been panicked. So if he, at first, tried to fight it, doesn't go along with some of it, they'll drive him from office saying he didn't help. And then how do you go to the everybody and say, here it is in plain view, they've launched the bio attack. And Fauci's saying, we'll never leave martial law again. You're all going to get forced inoculations. Let's go ahead and air, because this is a very powerful report. And there was one little extra clip I wanted to add from V for Vendetta, so it's a little bit of a different report than we aired at the end of the first hour. The full report is up on Infowars.com and Band.video, and it is titled V for Vendetta and the Coronavirus Endgame. And if you're a radio listener, you'll hear me talking. If you're a TV viewer, you'll see we have articles and documents and admissions on everything I say. Rockefeller Foundation. We're going to bring in an authoritarian world government. They say authoritarian world government using this. And world leaders, we're going to have a world government. And you have no more freedom. I mean, it's not me saying it anymore. It's here. And then I'm going to control myself. When we come back after the break, I'm going to present to you the devastating news, the most insane garbage ever, but it's exactly what we thought it'd be. Hiding in plain view. This is the most incredible information ever revealed on the show. And it's in plain view, because no one would imagine that the NIH and others would do this. That they do the secret testing. They were over all the radiating foster children to death and the mind control experiments and the injecting white people, black people, poor Native Americans with syphilis and HIV and everything else. And I'm going to show you mainstream news how they did it all. And now they're doing it again. Monsters, monsters, monsters. But it's the scientific guild that got recruited by the eugenicists. It's not the average, FBI agent. It's not the average. Presidents aren't even in on this. But Kissinger wrote a memorandum saying they were doing it under Nixon to depopulate the third world by tainted medicines. What's that mean? Bayer with HIV. We're going to show it all to the other side, but here's part of this critical report that you must spread to everyone you know, email, textbook, Facebook, everywhere. It's your right to do it. You have free speech still. Don't let them tell you you don't. Here it is. By the year 2020, there will be one world government. Ray Kurzweil,
2005, the Wachowski brothers produced the archetypal film V for Vendetta. And with almost prescient vision, they predicted what is unfolding in the year 2020.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure. But if your ultimate goal is power, how best to use such a weapon?
A newly elected government seeking power and control develops a secret bioweapon and launches it against its own population to establish authoritarian rule and to blame the attack on their political enemies. Taking pages right out of the 20th century, we see this fictional dictatorship not just seeking to dominate and control their population, but to be seen as saviors of the very people that they are dumbing down, enslaving, imprisoning, and killing. the writers had a deep historical well to work from in just the 20th century, with monsters like Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez, Kim Jong-un, who don't just seek to dominate and control the very lives and thoughts of their minions, but who also want to be seen as the savior by the very people who are their slaves.
Tonight, I will speak directly to these people and make the situation perfectly clear to them. The security of this nation depends on complete and total compliance. What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television. This message must resound throughout the entire interlink. I want this country to realize that we stand on the edge of oblivion. I want every man, woman, and child to understand how close we are to chaos. I want everyone to remember why they need us.
In the former United States, civil war continues to devastate the Midwest.
Scientists attribute this latest water shortage to the lack of rainfall the last 2 years. Ministry officials expect water coupon prices to rise.
Police have arrested 9 suspects.
Can you believe this?
Reporting avian flu
going on all summer.
Outside the quarantine zone, a new airborne pathogen has killed 27 people.
So, of course, in the film, those that release the bioweapon on their own population that they're preying on also have the cure.
Lo and behold, a miracle. Some believed it was the work of God himself, but it was a pharmaceutical company controlled by certain party members that made them all obscenely rich. But the end result, the true genius of the plan, was the fear. Fear became the ultimate tool of this government, and through it, our politician was ultimately appointed to the newly created position of High Chancellor.
In V for Vendetta, we truly see art imitating life. But when you fast forward to the year 2019 and then 2020. It's not the U.S. government that has its fingerprints all over this. It's the private corporate global government and their testing ground, the communist Chinese superstate. Top scientists from across the world in India and Europe and other areas all came out early on and said, this is clearly a man-made coronavirus.
This is clearly an offensive biological warfare agent.
From the beginning, the entire event was carefully choreographed. 2 years ago, the United Nations announces that disease X will soon arrive and that global government will be needed to counter the international crisis. And that basic human liberties will have to be permanently erased in the name of global health. And then, in the fall of 2019, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation holds Event 201, where 65 million people die from a corona-like virus, and the answer is quarantines, lockdowns, forced inoculations, robot drone enforcement, and, of course, world government. From the beginning, the entire event was carefully choreographed. A man-made virus designed to not just attack 4 different parts of the body, including male fertility and the lungs, but where did filmmakers like the Wachowski brothers get the idea for their script?
All right, let's stop there. History. There's another 5-6 minutes of it. It's at man.video. It is beyond critical that you get that video. Email it, word of mouth it, air it on local radio shows. Just repost it on YouTube everywhere. Just don't put my name in it. You won't have any issues. Just get it out. The enemy thinks you're stupid. Also, Bill and Melinda Gates had a company they run patent the vaccine virus in November as well. Of course, they're going to make you beg for it first. Beg for death.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Thomas Jones, and we have some very grave information to lay out, but all the pieces fit perfectly together like a jigsaw, and they admit what they've done, and they have a long history of doing secret experimentation on first world, third world populations, white people, black people, brown people. There are thousands and thousands of declassified tests that the Department of Energy, the CDC, and others did on poor Appalachian white folks, poor Alabama black folks, and just countless other incidences of this. So why would you trust these secretive groups that run level four bioweapons labs that came out of the eugenics movement in England 170 years ago? The Rockefeller Foundation that openly funded Hitler and Cold Springs Harbor and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and Bill Gates, who says he wants to depopulate the earth, and his dad was the head of the World Eugenics Organization and headed up Planned Parenthood. Why would you trust them when they say they want to get rid of the old people, but now they want to save them by locking everybody down? It's come out, and it's been in the news for a week, that China, more than a week, sent out contaminated masks and testing equipment, and that people have gotten COVID-19 from what they shipped out. And there's all these videos of their workers wiping their feet with the masks that are being sent to the United States and saying, this is for America, and Xi Jinping lets them do that. And there's all these new videos, women saying, you know, we're here contaminating the thermometers to send them to you. Ha, ha, ha. They make most of our medicine. You know, that doesn't make sense. Xi Jinping admires dictators. He admires Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on record. And his people, many of them are revolting against him, but the others are buying into it and saying, we're sending you contaminated masks. There's videos today of a woman in a factory, a manager saying, we've done our job. We're sending the Americans the contaminated masks. When you look it up, masks are arriving from China in rescue planes to Los Angeles, and now the mayor is saying, you will be ordered to wear masks from China. Oh, now we understand. So we have all of this, and I'm going to show you mainstream news hiding in plain view, where not just companies getting Chinese equipment, but the NIH, the CDC, and companies in the UK funded by, wait for it, the same folks that patented the virus last year, the same ones that had the drill of 65 million dead from a coronavirus, the same ones that are worshipped as the saviors for prescience, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Dr. McCann, shot, please. Axios. Scoop. Lab for coronaviruses. Test kits may have been contaminated. A federal scientist sounded the alarm about what he feared was contamination with coronavirus. An Atlanta lab where the government made test kits for coronavirus, according to sources familiar with the situation in Atlanta. Oh, they want to prick you with it. It's just an accident that some got on the needle. Driving the news, the Trump administration has ordered an independent investigation of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Lab and manufacturer of the virus test kits has been moved, sources said. Oh, well, that's just one place. Here's another one. Los Angeles mayor says all residents should wear masks. Now it's going to be fines. Texas town just passed a law. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, China gave faulty contaminated COVID-19 equipment to several countries. From nationalfall.com, that links to AP, Reuters, and how they sent them to the Australian board, and how they sent them to Italy, and how they just sent them all over the place. Video, Chinese woman brags about buying truckloads of face masks from the U.S. markets. Now they're shipping them back used. UK attempts to ramp up coronavirus testing hindered as key components contaminated with the virus. Oh, and this is in the London Independent. It's in the Daily Mail. It's in the Guardian. Britain's attempt to ramp up mass coronavirus testing has been dealt a blow after key components ordered from overseas were discovered to be contaminated with coronaviruses. Oh, how accidental. You got to wipe and check, and you're bad to stay in your house, but the equipment just so happens to all be dripping with it. Oh, my goodness. Isn't China nice? Sending us all those masks and all those little needles to prick our fingers with, like the little spindle wheel. And what happened in Sleeping Beauty? On your 16th birthday, you will prick your finger on a golden spinning wheel and die. One of the suppliers, Luxembourg-based film Eurofins, sent an email on Monday morning to government laboratories in the UK warning the delivery of key components called probes and primers, little needles, had been contaminated with the coronavirus. But you stay in your house. We got some special. You're going to get tested, though. We're going to show you a man being held down and tested in a moment. He's being given the gift. This isn't a science fiction movie. You're in it. These folks funded Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. You ready to die? I don't say that's scary. I think you're men and women out there. I think you're going to speak out and wake up. Because the whole government's not involved in this. This is a very small cult. Committing crimes so massive that they think no one will believe they're doing it. It's in plain view. There's another one. These are all mainstream news. Eurofins North America purchases contract analytical lab craft technologies. And they are funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's right. Eurofins, North America Food Division, acquired Kraft Technologies, Inc., a contract laboratory that specializes in analysis of nutrients, vitamins, bioflavonoids, pharmaceuticals, and received a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation grant for developing analytical methods. Isn't that nice? Just like Fauci got $100 million just in one grant. U.S. intelligence report concludes China concealed the extent of the coronavirus outbreak. Chinese firm offers to replace faulty test kits sold to Spain, which helps spread it, of course. That's in Bloomberg. But don't worry, the U.S. medical stockpile is nearly out of protective gear. Reuters reports as demand rises, but look who's helping! 1,000,095 masks are coming from China on board the New England Patriots plane. Yeah! And more coming to L.A., and it's the law you put them on. Put your mask on. Corona's coming. Oh, and I've got all the stacks of the U.N. caught putting HIV, hepatitis in the vaccines all over the world. Especially Africa. They do love black people at the U.N. Yeah. And all the CEOs before all this started in December, January, dumping, the biggest dump ever of insider trading, and senators too. But that's okay. Oh, but don't worry. The U.N. fights against forced sterilization. They run the organization over it, and they run the group Stopping Pedophilia because they run that. It's like having Count Dracula be the anti, you know, vampire detective. Count Dracula would tell you Von Helsing was the bad guy and probably getting banned off Google. Let's continue. Coronavirus testing delayed after kits found to be contaminated by COVID-19. That's the Daily Mail, and I've got others here. Isn't it cute? Oh, more. Oh, it's more, more, more. But let's get into some of the past. U.S. apologizes for Guatemalan STD experiments, giving thousands and thousands things like syphilis and letting them spread it. Oh, NBC. Telling them they're giving you medicine, a vaccine, but it's COVID-19. Doctors, UN, vaccines in Kenya used to sterilize women. Doctors from around the world tested the vaccines and found they had a hormone added to it that second stage of pregnancy, second trimester, causes spontaneous abortions in 100% of women, killing the baby. Oh, loving liberals. Oh, here's another one. Polio vaccines laced with sterilizing hormone discovered in Kenya. World Health Organization. Oh, loving. Oh, Daily Caller. Clinton Foundation AIDS program distributed watered-down drugs to third world countries, and they were contaminated. Oh, blood money. Bayer's inventory of HIV-contaminated blood products and third world hemophiliacs. Oh, that's a big national study. Bayer admits it paid millions in HIV infection cases, knowingly put it in all of their factor VIII protein product, and they had documents. The head guy said, well, there's too many hemophiliacs. Liberal. The Clinton Foundation, dodgy record with other drugs. Bayer Division only sold HIV-infected protein. Oh, The Guardian. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's just a small smattering for you. They would never give anybody COVID-19. So the big pharma that funds all the NIH people, the revolving door, got total power and a total takeover and total martial law forever and total surveillance and drones. And oh, no, but they are. And I need you to spread the word about this because I know when I'm into the danger zone and I'm not backing down like everybody else. Everybody else is just kind of backing down right now. I'm not backing down. So if anything happens to me, just continue to work on it. We're all dead anyways if they win, so I'm not losing anything. I'm gaining everything. All right? So that I not be counted amongst those timid souls that serve Satan. Also, you want to fund this operation so I can ram the enemy with full power? My products you and your family need right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.